Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, August the 22nd, in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's dive in straight away this morning. Jesus is waiting for us to consecrate us into this day. You ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, that's step one. Guys, we're winning the day, because we're winning the morning. Now, today's entry, that's consecration. It leads us into transformation. And transformation happens as we receive revelation. So today's entry is entitled, "Hey, I know the will of God for you." Our text, okay, we're still at Campsite Habakkuk. It's chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. You're starting to memorize it. Are you ready? Hear now the word of the Lord. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Yet. Are you still doing it? You know, yetting. Are you still yetting? There's something I wanted to point out about our text from Valley number 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. It's the verbs. They're future tense, which is fine until we realize it is never the future. It is always the present. So the time for rejoicing is always right now, and the place for rejoicing is always right here. I have noticed through my long season in Valley number 18 that to say, "I will rejoice in the Lord," is not the same thing as actually rejoicing in the Lord. In the same way, I find it easier to say, "I will exercise and eat healthy every day," than to actually follow through on it. "I will" is a good statement of intention, but intention will not get it done. What is it they say the pavement is made of on the road to hell? Oh, yeah, right. Good intentions. So how does intention become action? Intention awakens our will, as in, I will. If intention is to become meaningful action, it must first arise to the level of attention. Intention, attention, action. Intention so often misses the mark of action because it misses the movement of attention. So is the attention on the action of rejoicing? I have tried so many times to go from the intention or the will to rejoice to the action of rejoicing, only to find it rote, unsatisfying, and ultimately unhelpful. No, our attention must be lifted and set upon the subject, verb, and direct object of all joy, Jesus, Messiah. Our attention tends to become deeply attuned to our circumstances. No figs, no grapes, no olives, no grain, no chickens, no ducks, and so on. This is why we get discouraged and give in to despair and become depressed. It's why yetting is so important. The yet shifts us from the no of our circumstances to the yes of Jesus. Our attention must be lifted into the awareness of God. It makes sense, doesn't it? We are, after all, rejoicing in the Lord. Attention shifts our souls from mere thoughts about God to dwelling in the presence of God. I apologize if I'm making this more complex than it may need to be, but we're trying to understand something super deep here. The journey from simplistic to simple usually runs through some complexity. Intention, attention, rejoicing. Lucy, did you hear Lucy rejoicing back there? She's wanting out again. Hold on. You know, I let her out before I even started this and back in, and never fails these. I don't know what it is. She just wants out when I sit down to do this. Intention, attention, rejoicing. Now, here's you remember the title. Hey, I know the will of God for you. Here it is in the closing verse today. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. How about that? That's how I can say I know God's will for you. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. There it is. Well, let's pray now. Father, thank you for the way you reveal things to us we could never figure out. Thank you for your word and spirit by which you are always working to reveal your will and your ways. Thank you for Jesus, who so faithfully teaches, trains, interprets, and instructs us. We want to offer you the faculty of our attention today. It is battered and broken. Our attention muscles have atrophied from distraction and anxiety. We didn't intend it. Life has broken us. We need healing, Jesus, the kind only you can bring. Holy Spirit, would you begin to heal our attention? Our souls magnify the Lord, and our spirits rejoice in God, our Savior. We want this to be true for us always and all the time. For your name's sake, Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts today. So, have you discovered the unsatisfying nature of rotely rejoicing in the Lord? Of trying to move from intention to action whilst skipping over the work of honing our attention on Jesus? That's a lot to say. I think you get it, though. How is this resonating with you or not? I wonder. I want to know. I hope you're journaling. A journal, you know, if there's one thing that's true, is that we don't have a map for our lives. There's not a map. This life that I'm living, that you're living, that we're living, it's never been lived before like we're living in exactly. And we don't know where we're going. But you make the map as you walk the path. And what I have found in my life is that journaling is a form of cartography. It's map making. And that's the other thing we know about life. Kierkegaard, the Danish theologian, famously said, life must be lived forwards, but it can only be understood backwards. And so I find in my journal that it's like I keep going back and reading what the Lord is showing me and saying to me and teaching me. And all of a sudden, I have a sense of like where I've been. And when I get a better sense of where I've been, I have a better sense of where I am. And then it can even change the course of where I'm going. So there's a free insight for today. Journal. And I hope you're going to get you a journal. Speaking of journals, we got the Gospel series coming up. And this would be a fantastic journal to have. I put a link in the reminders today in the email. So avail yourself of that. We're going to sing, me and you. I'm trying to get Dad back for next week, for the closing finale week of the Summer of Encouragement. But we're going to sing an unusual song today. At least it's unusual to be singing it in August. It's an Advent song. But I just thought, this is classic. It's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And you'll remember, this is a minor key hymn. It's like, it carries a lot of pain and sadness and exile and mourning and loss. It carries descent number 17 for sure. No figs, no grapes, no, you know, hamburgers, no nothing. It carries that descent. And then it ends with that profound chorus, you know, rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And it's that rejoicing in that minor key that's just very powerful. And it's rejoicing in the face. You'll hear it in the verses. I think you'll hear it a little bit differently when we sing it here in August than when we sing it in Advent even. So we'll sing, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses of it. Let's see, what's the page number in our seedbed hymnals? Number 162. 162. Are you ready? O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, great Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times once gave the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, great Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height. I think I just sang this verse already. Let's go to verse 4. O come, thou root of Jesse's tree, an ensign of thy people be. Before thee rulers silent fall, all peoples on thy mercy call. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home, the captives from their prison free, and conquer death's deep misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Let's keep going. O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. From dust thou brought us forth to life. Deliver us from earthly strife. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen. Well, if I got that mixed up or mixed around, it's because today I realized I left my Great Redeemer's Praise hymnal over at the Seed House here in Gillette, and so I had to reach back to my United Methodist hymnal, which I still love, and many of you still love and sing from, and we just are blessing that today. So that may explain why there may be some disparity between what I was singing and what you were seeing. But we got it done. And I just, as I was singing it, you know, that's the thing. Our text says, I will rejoice, right? That's intention. And then attention, it's Emmanuel. He's with us. He's right here. We got to get our attention on Jesus, because he is the one in whom we are rejoicing. And that's our action, rejoicing. We're learning. I'm learning, at least. I think you are too. This is a journey. Well, it's It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a day of sowing for a great awakening. And, you know, that always happens one person at a time. And you know what wakes people up? Being loved. Just sensing somebody cares about them, sees them, is with them, for them, wants to help them, wants to give them a good word. Jesus, that's what he's wanting to do. The journey of awakening is always the journey of Jesus working, walking, moving from one person to another person. It's always one person at a time. So as you're on the trail today, remember that, and you be encouraged. He's with you. He's in you. He's moving through you. He loves you. He likes you. He's proud of you. That's what he wants you to know today. He's saying to you, you, the one I'm talking to right now, I love you. I like you. And I'm proud of you. Because you're an unbelievable, inconceivable, unrepeatable miracle of God. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.